The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think what the Cowboys did last night was really cool. They all, as one, went out there and took a knee before the national anthem started. Then they stood up for the national anthem all together. Then they get booed. It just makes me think that you're booing the cause more than the action.
I guess the reason I don't really care what he tweets, I know Trump supporters aren't going to like this, but I think he's just the ultimate Twitter troll. I mean, he essentially trolled the NFL.
Coaches from Arizona, Oklahoma State, Auburn, and USC have all been charged in a federal corruption investigation. We're talking about, like, they're probably going to prison.
The fact that the FBI has gotten involved, you're going to see a lot more than just these guys, I guarantee you.
The punishment that comes down from this is going to be vicious. Like, you don't play basketball for a year.
Well, that's what Pat Forty was saying, that Louisville should get the death penalty.
If those seven schools, you think they're the only ones cheating at college basketball recruiting?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's pretty much it. You missed protest talk. You missed a little talk about the game last night. And then you missed AAU cheater talk.
Yes.
And gym of the day, which everybody is weighing
that's
in on.
That's been the show. Those things.
281 says, if I had an 8-inch long copperhead, I would be showing everyone.
I see what he did.
Yeah, I know what he did. A lot of people saying typically the smaller, younger a poisonous snake is, the worse the bite can be because the venom is more concentrated and they can't control how much they release.
That's what I've heard too.
It's from a zoologist graduate.
I don't like that. We should kill all snakes because you're either a baby snake or you're capable of making baby snakes. And baby snakes are bad.
And 936, Longhorn Steakhouse? You mean Longhorn Snakehouse? Shame. And I was just kidding about preachers.
That was such a dad
joke. I know we have preachers who listen to the show and ministers and stuff. I was making a joke. I should have just said Joel Osteen. That would have been funnier.
Yeah, get it right.
Okay, but it was, spur of the moment. Sometimes you miss. I don't want to paint everyone with a broad brush.
Hey, you want to hear a story about Florida Man?
I'd love to hear a story about Florida Man.
Wouldn't you be more careful if you lived in Florida about what you do, what kind of shenanigans you get into?
I would be very concerned about snakes.
I would be too. Huh. Deputy Yoandi Miranda told other deputies that he left town for a couple days. And when he got home, he noticed that someone had entered his locked bedroom.
Okay.
He said someone was also inside his patrol car.
Was it Ryan Russillo, was it?
No, it was not Ryan Russillo.
I had to ask.
But he said nothing was stolen from the home or the car. Now, maybe unrelated. Bellevue officers said they spoke with a man in a Marion County Sheriff's Office deputy uniform who identified himself as an off-duty deputy. Isael Lima, who introduced himself as MCSO Sergeant Bobby LeVay, or introduced to Bobby LeVay as Deputy Miranda, which is his dad's name, said he had witnessed a physical disturbance between two people at the gas station and asked for assistance, according to police. LeVay said he was not personally familiar with Miranda and did not realize Lima was impersonating a deputy at that time. The next day, Miranda contacted LeVay to let him know about the possible burglary to his home's car. LeVay realized that the deputy Miranda he had met the previous day was not the real deputy Miranda. Using footage from the BPD officer's body cam, detectives and Miranda identified the person at the gas station as Miranda's nephew. Lima lives with Miranda and admitted to breaking into his room, stealing his uniform, and his issued equipment while he was away. Lima told detectives that he had initially put on the uniform and drove to his girlfriend's home because he wanted to impress her.
Yeah.
That's the initial move. And then he said it got a little dicey after that. I guess she wasn't impressed enough by him just dressing up like a cop. So he stole the patrol car and dressed in his sheriff's office uniform, conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle. Lima told detectives that he picked up a friend who rode with him in the patrol car and that his friend recorded video of the traffic stop. The video has, of course, been obtained now by the sheriff's office. Lima also admitted to impersonating Miranda at the convenience store. Lima was arrested and charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle, grand theft of a firearm, openly carrying prohibited weapons, theft of law enforcement equipment from an emergency vehicle, burglary of a conveyance, armed burglary of a dwelling, impersonating a law enforcement official, and giving a false name to a law enforcement officer. That all adds up to a bond of $33,000. He said, "I don't think the man realized the danger he put himself into by trying to impersonate a deputy sheriff. Our deputies undergo extensive ongoing training to be able to do their job safely. Ensuring public safety and trust are our priorities, and this is why we take this type of crime so seriously." So I guess his uncle's not going to go soft on him. He's throwing the book at him here.
Sounds like a Law and Order episode I saw last week.
Does kind of sound like that. Doesn't that Law and Order thing start tomorrow or tonight about the Menendez brothers?
I'm not sure, actually.
Are you going to watch that?
I think I am, yeah. I've got to catch up on a couple things tonight. But yeah.
I want to watch it, but I wish that it wasn't on NBC.
Yeah, that worries me a little bit.
Like, how good can it be?
Oh, 281, did they read him his Miranda rights?
that was funny.
Yeah, you guys are popping it now.
Oh, boy.
713-780-ESPN, and two things I need to tell you about. Just a reminder, yeah, the pregame line with RJ and me, 8 o'clock tonight. If you're listening in Houston, it's on 1560. You can catch it on SB Nation Radio, also on the SB Nation Radio app. Or you just go to the website and stream live, and then the podcast will be available tomorrow. We're still looking for the strongest Steinhoister in Houston, and join John Granato at Mojo's in Humble Thursday from 5 until 7 for another round of competition. The grand finale is October 12th when the grand champion Hoister will be crowned and awarded $1,000.
Nice. It's a hell of a hoist.
Yeah, I think our guy who held up 6 minutes and then cussed on the air has a good shot. That was pretty solid. What the hell's going on out there again?
It's a party going on.
It's not as bad as earlier today when I had to get here a little bit before to record. And Patrick Creighton was in that one yelling. You could hear him through the door just yelling.
Well, that's every day.
Well, and now Barry and Joel have turned into that. They've turned into yellers.
Oh, were they yelling?
Yes. It was like, and I had to go in the other room because I was like, come on, guys. Squeezing a call. Chad, what's up?
How y'all fellas doing today, guys?
We're doing sports.
Great. First of all, I love your show. Second, this is kind of a two-part question. How do you feel about paying players in college now? And is that something that we're going to be looking at in the future with the NCAA now that this has happened and come out?
I don't think this is going to make it any more likely that players get paid anytime soon. I have always been of the belief that if your sport makes money, that you should get some of it. And whether it's, I don't know, it's like a salary job or anything, but they should get some sort of a stipend. The problem is with Title IX, it doesn't work that way. So if you pay everybody on the USC football team, which brings in, you know, a significant amount of money, it means you have to pay everybody on the USC women's golf team, which does nothing but lose money and is already financed by USC football. And the quarterback at USC would have to be paid the same amount as the fifth best lady golfer on the USC ladies golf team. And that's why it's never going to happen. Well, it's not going to happen anytime soon, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm more limited than you are. I think that if someone's willing to buy your jersey from the school, you should get a cut of that. If someone wants to buy your autographs, you should get a cut for that. If Sam Darnold, because Sam Darnold is bringing in more revenue than anybody else on that team at USC. So that's when Johnny Football got in trouble for getting paid for autographs. I don't have a problem with that. If somebody wants to pay you $6,000 an autograph, if that's what you're worth, okay. Yeah. If it's because you're a college football player, okay. And I just don't have a problem with that. I think those guys, if nobody, of course, nobody wants to buy the offensive lineman's jersey, that's fine. But if you want to buy an Ed Oliver jersey, Ed Oliver should get a percentage of that. Same thing for basketball players. And if you, at UConn, where the women's basketball team is so popular, if you want to go buy a, I don't even know who the best UConn women's player is.
Rebecca Lobo.
Well, she's dead now. Come on.
She's still alive.
But we'll use her as an example.
Diana Taurasi.
Okay, she's dead too.
Skylar Diggins.
I don't even think she was UConn.
Maybe not.
All right.
Brittany Griner.
No. But if you wanted to go to a Baylor game and buy a Brittany Griner jersey when she was playing there, she should have gotten money for that. I have no problem with that. That's supply and demand. That's America. You guys were talking earlier today about what's American and what's not. Somebody being able to get paid because someone wants to buy something that they're responsible for. And I'm not saying they get all of it because somebody else has to make it. But if you're going to pay $100 for a Brittany Griner jersey, Brittany should get 15 of it. No problem with that. But that'll never happen.
Yeah.
Because then, you know it would happen. Some dude will pay like $1 million for 10 autographs.
Yep.
And that's how you get around stuff. When we get back, I'm going to look at some of the lines. I haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Okay.
We had a couple of Thursday games of interest. Ooh, here's a good question for you.
Interesting question.
What do you watch, Texas, Iowa State, or Bears, Packers?
I'll probably watch both.
I will too, but if you could only watch one.
If I could only watch one. I'd have to know the point spreads on both, I guess.
Well, you know what? When we come back, I'll give you the point spreads, and then you can make your decision.
Yeah. What do I have here, Jung? Do we have Aubrey? No Aubrey. Again, he's bailed on me 2 days in a row. But if you call and order a service, he won't bail on you there, guys. Dirt-free carpet cleaning. They got the fall special going right now. It's a great time to get your carpets clean. They'll do one room free right now and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's right. Free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. Don't miss out. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals. Not the case at Dirt Free. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard you're on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Lighted by your smile, I thought you were the sun. But you were only car headlights on your way to.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now, back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Yeah, that whole pay the players thing, there's always the people who say, well, they get a free education. But there's a lot of disadvantages that those guys have. I mean, they can't get jobs. The NCAA
doesn't
allow.
They don't have a side hustle.
And frankly, I was better off in terms of getting a job and paying my way through school than a lot of those are. They're getting their education given to them. I had that advantage that I had a really good job that paid for everything.
And they also, I mean, even if they could get a side job, which they can't, like you said, if you're a student athlete, you don't really have time.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's a viable solution. I don't think stipends are a viable solution. But I do believe that if you're and college athletics is semi-pro at this stage, at the biggest stage.
Yeah.
But I believe if people want to buy your shirts or your jerseys, you should get a piece of that. That's your name on the back of that. Because you're a great player. That's why they want it.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know why people buy jerseys, but that's just me. All right, let's look at some of these lines. A little early look here. The Bears-Packers. Okay, you asked me what the lines would be in the two games on Thursday. Packers -7 at home vs. your Bears, who were victorious last week.
Packers are -7 at home?
Yes.
Man, I kind of want to take the Bears there. Probably wouldn't, but I wouldn't take the Packers either now.
Yeah, the way they're playing, but I kind of think they bounce back. And I think the Bears are going to bounce a little off their big effort on Sunday at home. And the Packers failed to cover at home for the first time in like 6 games. All right, how about
the cold, Trey?
Oh, okay. Trey is bringing us this is from our friends at Faust, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, they brought us some Deschutes. Always good to get beer in the 6 o'clock hour. Yeah. Trey's going to pass. Well, John, you know what? You need to take one to John.
Yeah, come take one to John.
Yeah. That's what we do. And Tyler. Tyler should get one, too. Yeah, we're distributing beer on air. So. Okay. This is the Pacific Wonderland Lager. Have you had it? Well, we're about to have it for the first time, then. Let's see here. Not bad. Not bad at all.
I've been having the hiccups and the burps all day, so this will probably help.
Yeah, this will help a lot. What do you think, John?
Well, I haven't had it yet. Hold on.
Oh, you look like you were sucking that thing down.
No, I was just giving it a sniff.
Oh, I thought maybe you were practicing for... Of course, if I'd known we were going to do this, I wouldn't have just filled up my cup of coffee.
That'll get it done.
Yeah. All right. So back to...
That's yummy.
Yeah? Okay, so 3 thumbs up. I might have to pick some of this up. Well, there's 2 left, so there's 3 of us. Somebody's going to get left out here. All right. Iowa State at home. Texas is now -6.5 on the road.
Oh, man.
After opening -4.
I would tend I'd probably take Tex if I could get under 7.
Yeah, I think if that gets outside of 7, I might look the other way. Iowa State actually plays pretty well at home most of the time. And Thursday night game, although
they
Texas
almost beat Iowa.
Yeah, well, that's not saying much. But Texas off a bye week, though, so I don't think the Thursday night game means as much. There's some games Friday night. This one I think you might be interested in. Miami is a 6.5-point favorite over Duke. Does that do anything for you?
Man, I don't know enough about Miami yet.
Yeah.
I'm still holding out on that. Go back to the Bears-Packers game.
Yeah.
Just a quick second. What's the total there?
45.5.
Give me some under on that.
Okay. Yeah, I might be with you on that one. How about Nebraska -6.5 against Illinois? Illinois is terrible.
They are so bad. Give me Cornag.
Yeah, that's a road game. I'll take Nebraska all day. BYU -3 against Utah State. Wait, BYU's offense is awful.
Man, things have gone downhill for them, huh?
Yeah, I might look at under 46 on that one too.
I might like Utah State there.
All right, here's an interesting game, also on Friday night. Washington State +3.5 at home against the Sam Darnolds. I think Mike Leach has got something going with that team this year.
He might.
I'd like to get
they got enough going defensively, though.
Well, that's the question.
I lean 3.5, that's it?
Yeah, I'd like some more points there, frankly. If it were closer to 6, I'd probably take Washington State.
I just don't think that's enough. I'd have to go USC.
Here's a good one for you. Your Rice Owls. +20 against Pittsburgh.
Boy, Rice hasn't been very good.
No, they've been awful. They scored 7 points against Florida International last week.
Yeah, I'd probably go. I'd probably go.
And that's at Pittsburgh.
I'd go anti-Al there.
Yeah, sorry, Al. This is not going to be a good season for you. University of Houston minus 14 at Temple. To me, that one depends on whether sticking with Kyle Allen at quarterback or going with Kyle Postma. If I go with Postma, I'll take UH to cover that all day, every day.
Yeah, it's funny because...
And Temple's way down this year, too.
They are, but with this game wedged between Texas Tech and SMU, is this maybe like just a...
If they hadn't lost,
if you didn't see a great performance
here, if they hadn't lost to Tech,
yeah.
But I think the fact that they lost that game, they're going to come out mean.
So, they should.
It depends on who's quarterbacking.
Okay.
All right. You know how we've been.
Yeah, a quick thing here. If you're a UH football guy and like you're, you want to see them get a big bowl game and everything like that. Obviously, the Texas Tech loss hurt.
If they could still win out and get one,
they could. But at this point, wouldn't you say, and USF, at USF's their toughest game left, but wouldn't you say at this point they were kind of lucky that the UTSA game got canceled?
Maybe so.
Because that's a pretty damn good team, and you would have to play there.
And that was at San Antonio, yeah. I think if they go on and just lose the one game, they're probably going to be happy.
Yeah.
That they didn't have to play that.
Yeah,
although,
so
I'll tell you what, go take a look at UTSA's schedule. They may not lose.
They might not.
That
either.
Was probably the only game on their schedule. That and Baylor, they were supposed to lose. One of them gets canceled, and Baylor, ugh. Speaking of Baylor, I might be interested in the little Bear at plus 17 at Kansas State. Seemed to be improving.
They did.
Now, Oklahoma slept walked through that game,
right.
Let's be honest.
But
they look better.
The thing that Baylor finally figured out, and they did it 2 weeks ago, and then luckily 2 weeks ago they still couldn't cover, even though they figured it out, is they figured out which quarterback to use.
Yeah.
And they're a different team now. But, yeah, I'm still not looking to bet on Baylor, but I won't be fading them this week.
No.
I think it's the first time this season that I won't be fading
them.
Well,
I didn't last week.
I did, foolishly.
So, Navy minus 2 at Tulsa. I'm more interested in the over 68 in this one.
You think it's a lot of points,
That's
huh?
a lot of points, yeah. Here's another game I'm looking at. I want to see where the number winds up, but... SMU minus 18 at home against UConn. SMU has been just wrecking shop on people. Arkansas State's not a donkey, and they knocked the crap out of them. The only game they didn't win was TCU, and they hung with them until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And we all see how good TCU is. UConn seems to have found a quarterback, so that 18 number scares me a little bit. I might look at over 73.5 in that game, too. So. But I am. That's a game that I'm monitoring very closely for a potential play. Aggie minus 9 against South Carolina.
I'll take South Carolina.
I think I will too.
And I saw South Carolina plus 10 earlier. I'd like it. I'd prefer 10, obviously. But yeah, I'm not sold on Aggie yet.
About this one, I find kind of interesting. New Mexico State plus 17 against Arkansas. I don't think Arkansas is that good. New Mexico State's not that crappy.
Yeah, New Mexico State's one of those teams that's historically crappy.
And that's why you see the number and you go, oh, well, yeah.
But Arkansas, they're not as crappy as they have been. And Arkansas just lost to A&M, which that ain't good right now.
Yeah.
So I'd probably be on New Mexico State on those Aggies. Back-to-back Aggies for Arkansas. Who would have thought?
Army minus 24.5 against UTEP. My God, UTEP is bad.
That is bad.
They cannot score, but I can't get 24.5 points.
I wouldn't want to, but I wouldn't bet on UTEP either.
No. Especially because I could see Army, as much as they run the ball, although UTEP's been blown out by everybody. I'm going to actually think about that. How about Florida minus 10 against Vanderbilt?
Give me Vandy plus 10.
Give me the under 42.
I think that's pretty safe, too.
Yeah.
God, that's a really low number, though.
It is.
Normally in games like that, you get like a 44.
Yeah.
They're like not even kidding around. It's like, neither of these teams are going to score.
No. And for college football, I actually like that when number's really low because they'll never quite make it low enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that really should be about 37 or 38.
Yeah. 42 is enough to scare me off from that, but you said minus 10?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Florida shouldn't be a 10 point. Well, they open 7.5 and now they're up to 10. Georgia minus 7 on the road at Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee. I don't like taking Tennessee because Georgia's proven to me that they're good. But a touchdown's enough to get me on that one.
Notre Dame minus 21.5 against Miami of Ohio. Miami's got a pretty good quarterback, but
21.5 is a lot. Yeah. Notre Dame's solid, but I'm not looking to give 21.5, and but I can't bet against Notre Dame right there.
Oklahoma State minus 9.5 at Sandaggy.
At is the scary
thing. Yeah, in Lubbock.
I will say this. Texas Tech ain't stopping Oklahoma State all day. I mean, there's just no way. And I think Oklahoma State's going to come out pretty salty after they got their pants pulled down last week.
But I do think Tech is better than we thought they were going to be. How about this over-under? 81.
Ooh, that's a big boy number.
Yep. Okay, I think that's most of the colleges. We can look at some of the NFL lines when we return. Do we have anything here, John? No, we get to go straight to break? That's pretty awesome. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Can't read the signs in the light of
my life. You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, can I go back to something real quick before we move on? This is the rest of...
Do whatever you want.
This is the rest of UTSA's schedule. They got Southern Miss next week at home. I think they should be favored in that game. But that's one possible loss. At North Texas on the 14th. I think North Texas is a little better than people think, but they're not as good as UTSA.
North Texas hung with Iowa.
Yeah. Rice on the 21st.
But notice that's twice that I've said some team that's home to Iowa. It's a trend.
Yeah. Rice on the 21st.
That's a win.
UTEP on the 28th.
That's a win.
Florida International November 4th. At Florida International. Yeah. They could get tripped up there. UAB on the 11th. That's a win. Marshall on the 18th. And they finish the season at La Tech. So really, the only places I could see them slipping up, Southern Miss, maybe at Florida International.
They're better than everybody on their schedule.
Yeah, yeah. They're probably going to be favored in every game the rest of the way. And then they'd have a championship game. So, just kind of found that interesting.
Yeah.
But they should be able to win Conference USA. Now, Marshall could be a little bit of a problem, too. They're 2-1. Their only loss was at North Carolina State, which is a pretty solid team. Yeah. We didn't get a chance to talk about any of the games, really, yesterday, because we were all Texans and then all kinds of other stuff today. But pretty fun football weekend. All right, look at some of the NFL lines. Saints minus 2.5 now in London against the Dolphins. What feels like the classic overreaction to me, but I hate these freaking London games. I mean, unless it's the Jaguars playing and I feel safe betting them,
I'd probably take Miami.
I'll probably see what the number goes to.
I'd prefer to get 3, but...
Yeah, I'm going to lean Saint. Panthers plus 8.5 at Patriots. Oh. I kind of want to think the Panthers offense gets right against the Patriots this week.
They should.
But I could see the Patriots clocking them, too.
Yeah, it's a pass for me, but... God. I feel like they should. The Panthers should cover that.
About Rams plus 8.5 at Cowboys. Question is, are you trusting Jared Goff?
Not that much. I trust that defense, though.
8.5?
Yeah, I'll take 8.5.
I'm kind of with you. Cowboys coming off a short week, too.
How about your Lions and Vikings is off the board right now because of Sam Bradford. Titan, -1.5 at Texan.
I told you. I'm leaning Titan here. I'd prefer just one because then it feels like a pick 'em.
Right. I think I'm going to lean Texan simply because they've had a lot of success against the Titans in that building. But I am looking at over 44 as a possible play. Jags -3.5 at Jets. Imagine the Jaguars being a road favorite.
I know,
in New York.
It's so weird. I mean,
I don't like
Jets coming off a big win.
Yeah, I don't like the card this week. I'm not going to lie.
I don't particularly love it. I mean, I told you my big play this week is going to be Pittsburgh Baltimore under 45. Gun to head, I'd take the Jags this week. I think they're more talented.
Here's one I liked, and we talked about this on the show tonight, and RJ made fun of me for it. I love Bengals -3.5 at Browns. The Bengals last 3 years have outscored the Browns in Cleveland by an average of 30-5. And I think they kind of got it together when they changed coaches and had time to do that. And I think the Browns are still the Browns. So I'm taking the Bengals -3.5.
Yeah, I would lean that way too. Again, that's another one I'd prefer to get it at 3.
Yeah, well,
although Randy Bullock's going to miss a field goal anyway, so I guess it won't matter.
Steelers, you mentioned, they're -3 at the Ravens. I think the Steelers bounce back this week.
I like the Steelers, too. As long as the Ravens don't have Yonda, I'm not riding those guys. In fact, I haven't been on the Ravens once this year.
I know. This is a new thing for you.
But the under, to me, is the play.
Falcons -8 vs. your Bills.
Man, that's a tough one. I don't know what the home field advantage is for the Falcons right now.
They're only like 6-10 against the spread with Dan Quinn as head coach.
Yeah.
I saw that today when I was doing research.
And I'm still not sure what Buffalo is. So
you know what Buffalo is? One of two teams in the league that's 3-0 against the spread.
They are that. If you forced me to, I would probably play that. I'd probably play Buffalo.
Bucks -3 against the Giants.
God, the Bucs look so bad this week, though.
I know. It's at Tampa. But Eli seems to play well against them. I really want to take the Giants. Again, not playing it, but...
Yeah, none for me.
Eagles and Chargers are a pick 'em.
Give me the Chargers.
You think they finally win?
I'm a sucker, but I'd
probably go the other way on that one.
You know, I think of the Eagles, and they still give up a lot of big plays defensively. You saw what happened to them in the fourth quarter. A lot of big plays.
Which Phillip Rivers is capable of making big plays still.
I mean, that's really all he's capable of.
You know what? The Eagles remind me of kind of a poor man's Chiefs. And, yeah, I, like I said, I don't have much I want to play this week. Cardinals -7.5 at home against 49ers. I think I'd have to take 49ers.
I'll take the Niners. 7.5, yeah, I'll take the Niners there.
Broncos -2.5 at home against the Raiders. I think the Raiders bounce back, but Broncos at home are a different kind of animal.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's a tough week.
That's a slight lean Raiders just because I'm getting points with what I feel like is the better team.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Seahawks -13 against the Colts. Seahawks can't score right now.
I would take the Colts.
Yeah, I would too. I'm taking the Seahawks in our suicide pool.
Yeah, that's just a win.
But 13 points? I'm not even sure the Seahawks are going to score 13. So there you go. There's a look at the lines. See, we take care of you guys. This is so much easier because I have to do the research for the show. I actually have to look at it during the day now.
For the RJ show?
Yeah.
Is there a problem when you guys... Because you guys run that tonight?
It runs tonight.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
We haven't even talked about Dwayne Wade. It looks like he's going to be joining the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, good spot for him.
We can talk about that a little bit more tomorrow, but I think we projected that yesterday.
Yeah.
Would be where he'd end up.
Man, this team that they've assembled, if it was like 5 years ago, even, you know, with D. Rose on the team as well.
Yeah. J.R. Smith. Kevin Love 5 years ago, I'd take him too. I guess the big problem is they're going to be without Isaiah Thomas for...
Half a year, probably.
Yeah, at least until January.
Well, they're not going to need him anyway until the playoffs roll around.
I mean, and the reality is LeBron James, the point guard of that team anyway, so won't be a big deal. But Yeah, Dwayne Wade, he should give them some nice depth.
All right.
Yeah, he's still averaging 18 a game last year. I mean, he's still a solid player.
Yeah, and I think... You know, he's played with LeBron before. I like the signing for them.
Yeah, just manage his minutes, and I think you'll be okay.
Yep.
Agreed. All right, quick break. We come back. Hey, man, bleep that time.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, you heard us talking about all those lines last segment. Well, if you want to know where to bet, you know where to do it, mybookie.ag. An industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. In-game betting, so if you miss the start, guess what? You're covered. Plus, they've got a user-friendly mobile site. You never miss anything. And if you join now, first-time deposit, mybookie.ag will match that deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Start winning big today. And if you're tired of getting screwed on a withdrawal, hey, come join mybookie. They're going to take care of you. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You get the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. All you have to do is call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Mybookie.lv works as well. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I love that we start the last segment with this song on Tuesdays. It's one of my favorites. My boys from 12 Years Driven. We're still looking for the strongest Stein hoister in Houston. Join John Granato at Mojo's in Humble Thursday from 5 until 7 for another round of competition. The grand finale is October 12th when the grand champion hoister is named. He'll get awarded $1,000. How about that? All right. That's how we close the show on Tuesdays with a little Hey Man Bleep That.
I'm torn between the two that I've got today.
Well, I'm going to start because...
I'm
going to
go with the other one. I was going to pick this one, but I'm going to go with the other one because it's not protest related.
Okay. Well, you can do protest related. That's kind of been...
I feel like I've done enough to you today.
See, actually, I thought my Hey Man Bleep That was going to be about people who want to talk about protests for an hour on the show. But I'm not going to do that. No.
Okay.
So if you want to do that one, be my guest.
Are you throwing shade at AJ?
No.
Yeah, of course
not
he
really.
Is.
That was going for a laugh there. So that
so
Teresa's friend would think he was sexy. See,
it didn't work. No, that's a fake laughter. No.
Yeah, that didn't work. All right.
Maniacal laugh.
That's an evil laughter, yeah.
Chicks love maniacal laughs.
Do they?
No. They hate it. So. It's weird.
Hey, you have a dog, right?
I do.
Your dog spends a lot of time inside, right?
Most of the time, unless she's pooping.
How does she respond to doorbells?
She's okay. What she doesn't like is she is only upset when people are walking up to the house.
Hmm.
Like, we've got a window beside our door.
Yeah.
Like a full-length mirror. So she sees them, and she instantly goes and runs by the door and just starts growling until we go and open the door.
Well... Mine will bark at anyone who comes to the door, like when they drop off Amazon or any of that. But she also, if she's upstairs and hears the doorbell, she starts barking.
Okay.
Well, this is a message to anyone who's doing commercials on TV and you use a bleeping doorbell. I will never buy your product. And Sunday was the worst because I'm watching all this football and they're doing that stupid little kid in his Odell Beckham jersey. And the doorbell rings and he goes to get it. You saw the commercial.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a dumb commercial.
It is dumb.
Any commercial with kids in it, dumb. But that damn doorbell is going off and my dog is barking the whole time. And she's not a small dog. She's got a big ass bark on.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to talk, dude, it's just the TV. It's just the TV. No, she'll run downstairs. Rawr, 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 rawr. And I don't know why people feel the need to do that. Because a lot of us have dogs. A lot of dogs tend to bark when the doorbell goes off. So, yeah, exactly.
I hope your dog's not listening to the show.
I'm sure she is. I mean, she's always listening. That's what she does in the afternoons. So, to you commercial people in NFL shop, I will never buy from you because of that stupid commercial. And anybody else that does it, I will not buy from you. And if your stupid sitcom does it, just have the person walk over to the door. You don't have to do it. Don't let them knock. Don't let them doorbell. To that, I say, hey, man, f*** that. Thank you.
You want protests or not?
Do protests. Go ahead and do protests.
Okay, there's a small business, a bar in Wimberley, Texas, called Eno's.
I know Wimberley.
Brew and Chew. You know that place?
I don't know Eno's, but I do know Wimberley. I've driven through it before.
Well, they posted, here's the deal. Here at Eno's, we have four TVs for watching sports of all kinds. Football, basketball, golf, tennis, even curling. If it's sports, we've shown it to our patrons. But at some point, you must take a stand. Here's mine. If we see a broadcast on a live game of any player, coach, or owner taking a knee during the playing of our national anthem, the channel will immediately be changed. I don't care if it's the national championship game, the Super Bowl, or any other important event that fans have come here specifically to watch. Eno's won't support you if you don't support America. Now let's just play the damn games. That's really all they are. Tom, the owner. Hey, first Tom. Of all, don't say that's let's just play the games after you say that.
Yeah, Tom, why don't you just turn the TV on after the national anthem?
There's a good call.
If it bothers you that much, just do that. That's what I do. I don't watch. I can't tell you the only time I've seen a national anthem is when I've been at a game.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV.
By the way, like if I go somewhere to watch a game and you turn the game off for that, like especially if you're a small business, dude, I'm trying to support you here. I don't know who you, like if you think you're punishing the NFL somehow, all you're doing is punishing yourself. Because me and I would think most people who came to watch that game would just get up and leave. So, and probably go to a Buffalo Wild Wings that's trying to put you out of business. So, to that, I say, hey, man, that.
Better yet, Big City Wings.
Okay. Well, I don't think they're like a small business, aren't they? They're not all.
Well, they're all over the city now.
Yeah, they're not.
But they're not like a mega corporation.
Yeah, they're not BW3 or Wingstop.
It's not like Chili's.
But I just want to say their wings are better than those places.
Juggalo Trey's favorite restaurant, Chili's.
Especially the teriyaki wings.
You really must like those teriyaki,
man. I did. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
I want to know what kind of deal you're getting from Big City Wings.
I'm not.
AAU.
I just love their... Screw the AAU.
If the FBI roll around here, then we know.
Yeah, Fred's wing money.
Well, the FBI rolls around here, they're coming with Homeland Security, and I'm going to Guantanamo because of my last name.
All right, we have a minute left, and I'm going to do mine real quick. And okay. I went in, I think, 2 segments ago during the break, and I said, did you guys see that... DirecTV is refunding people if you're offended by the protest that you get refunded $300 for the Sunday ticket. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. And I guess if you ask for a refund, you can't. I mean, your subscription gets canceled basically. And it's taken a little too far, don't you think?
Yes.
Of course it's taken too far, but...
There's some wife that's going to be saying, dude, we can't afford this. This is the perfect time to get out of this.
Yeah, I'm really angry about it now.
I wonder how... Can we cancel, like, week 15 or 16?
You can, and they'll prorate your refund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not really helping you.
To that, I say, hey, man,
John wanted to cancel it and still get to keep the service.
Exactly. All right, guys.
What do you want me to do? I'm an Asian.
That's like, I want to trade my car in, but I want to keep driving it. So you guys give me some money, but I'm going to keep driving the car.
Stay sportsy, bitches.